Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, and yes, you can. So let's take another step toward your best self today. The primary theory of transformation I use is a three-part process that elevates in commitment over time. I learned this framework from my mentor, Jim Bunch, and have found countless ways to integrate it into my own self-growth and those who I coach. The three-part process is awareness, action, and accountability. Let's talk about each. Awareness is a requirement for change because you can't choose to change something you're unaware of. But beyond it just being required, it is also an extremely effective life catalyst. The far majority of the bad habits we want to change, the patterns we want to break, and the weaknesses we want to improve upon exist in an unconscious comfort zone. This means that they happen without us even realizing it. However, this also means that when we become more aware of it, we actively and easily choose otherwise. So simply becoming aware creates many quick wins. This explains something called the Hawthorne effect, where performance improves just because it's being observed. And this is why behavior tracking is the number one most recommended way to initiate change, because it stimulates awareness. The step beyond being aware of what's happening is being intentional about what you want to happen. That's why having a clearly defined action comes next. When you have a clearly defined action, it helps you follow through on your good intentions because you know exactly how you're meant to. In the sea of options, having a predetermined action helps you arrive at your specific strategy for reaching a goal. And last, the ultimate catalyst for change is accountability. With awareness and a clearly defined action, now we can layer on expectations. Knowing what to do is not enough. Getting support to actually do it is critical. When we introduce accountability, it suggests that a commitment has been made. And with a commitment, your internal decision-making no longer is about if you'll take the action, but how. Whether it comes from a friend, a coach, or yourself, accountability is the driving force of change because it forces you to do things that are uncomfortable or different, but in your best interest. Now, a quick example. Let's say you want to improve your diet. Step one is to create awareness. Keep a daily food log. Reflect every night on how healthy 1 to 5 your diet was today. And seek to understand the factors that contribute to your daily food choices. Step two is action. Pick what diet you want to try. Have clarity on how many calories you want to aim for or how many cups of vegetables. Get clear on your strategy for limiting sweets and snacking throughout the day. Action points your awareness in a specific direction. And step three is accountability. Make a commitment to fulfill that action. Outline the expectations and engage someone else to follow your progress. Knowing that someone else is invested in your success will help you to be intentional about making better choices. I'm Brian Ford, and if you want to change your life, eliminate bad habits, and leverage this catalyzing framework to create the transformation that you've been missing out on, it's all built into the 9 super habits. That's part of what makes them so incredibly effective. So click the link in the description to learn about the 9 super habits and how to implement them into your life through a simple 15-minute process. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.